Have you been feeling lonely? Whether you're single or in a relationship, loneliness is an epidemic that has now grown so large, we're not even sure how to deal with it. So this week, we're going to be talking about loneliness and ways you can cope.
I'm Dr. Catalina Lawson, a licensed clinical psychologist, and I love talking about sex. Sex Marks the Spot is a podcast that bridges the gap between what we know and what we actually do when it comes to sex, relationships, and health.
Thanks so much for joining me this week. In my first show, I began to talk about all of these factors that can influence and really bring down our sexuality and challenge us as individuals. And one major factor to that is when we feel lonely. Loneliness is now an epidemic. The last Surgeon General really began to open up the world's eyes to how prevalent loneliness is and the need for us to begin to act. Loneliness contributes to so many levels of distress. And the interesting thing with loneliness is that it actually doesn't matter if you're in a relationship or if you're single or if you have a lot of support or not. So many people still feel lonely when they have all of that. A recent study showed that particularly amongst elderly individuals, loneliness in relationships amongst individuals who are living with a partner, rates can vary from 25 to 60%. And that in general, loneliness increases with age. That doesn't mean that teenagers and individuals in young adulthood in their 20s and 30s, they're experiencing loneliness too. Loneliness doesn't have just a particular demographic. It doesn't have just a particular target. Loneliness can affect us all. I know certainly I consider myself one of the most, let's just say, I'm pretty extroverted and I'm pretty gregarious, but I know I felt lonely. And those can be really scary, dark moments. And working with clients and supporting my friends when we feel lonely, it's challenging. There's not a lot that it can feel like actually will make the loneliness go away. But one of the most important things to keep in mind is that loneliness is a subjective experience, meaning that it is your experience and it's based on your reality and the lens that you're feeling in that moment. And unfortunately, this subjectivity can grow and that feeling can just be our baseline. But it's important to know that loneliness is not just being alone. And I really say that because I do think that oftentimes when we think about loneliness, we tend to think of it just as for people who maybe don't have big support networks or who are single. But more and more studies are showing that in relationships, plenty of people are feeling alone and disconnected. And one of those things is that you end up seeing that they're not just dissatisfied with their relationships, but they're dissatisfied with themselves and their lives. And that's why loneliness is such an overwhelming feeling. And one of the things we know about our feelings is that our emotions, they're going to come and go. And they may be lots of waves, and we can feel so out of control, but there is hope, because while we can't control those emotions, what we can control is actually sitting with them and moving through them, and then beginning to control the thoughts and how we respond to these emotions. And that's where we can then begin to see mood lifting and begin to actually not feel so lonely. So that's really what I want to talk about today. Is I know that when we think about our sexuality and we think about these things and relationships and how we navigate these, this existential reality of how we are alone and only reliant on ourselves actually can feel really overwhelming. And some people think, oh, well, that's just awful to think about. But it actually can be empowering, because we are only in control of ourselves, and it is up to ourselves to choose how we want to live. And that doesn't mean we have to feel lonely. That means that we can feel empowered. So one of the things that I'd like us to begin to talk about is, first, just actually acknowledging that loneliness exists. And I want you to take some time to think about, when in your life have you felt lonely? Because it's probably a reality that at some time maybe you have. And if you have, you're part of a pretty big crowd. And hopefully those moments have been passing. But for those of you where loneliness has actually, that's been the pervasive experience that you felt, and that's where you kind of been living, this is your chance that to actually begin to just slowly pick yourself back up. And that starts by first just acknowledging that you are feeling lonely, embracing that loneliness, and actually just labeling it and acknowledging your humanity, acknowledging that loneliness is awful. How does it feel for you? How does your experience of loneliness feel? What is that experience for you? Loneliness may actually look different by different people. And the number one thing is for you to actually just begin to acknowledge it and not judge it. Particularly if you are in a relationship. And what often happens is that individuals will feel like, I have so much to be lucky for. Why? How could I potentially be feeling lonely? When the reality is that, again, loneliness is your experience. So the first thing is to just acknowledge it. Don't minimize it. Acknowledge it. Because it's there. And again, you're not alone. So start by just acknowledging that you're feeling lonely. Try not to judge it. Try not to say that you're being weak, or that this is another excuse for you to, you're wanting more, or you're unrealistic, or you can't handle life. Once you've been able to do that, now the next step is, it may seem completely counterintuitive, but now the next step is actually to learn to sit with that loneliness. Oftentimes what happens when individuals are lonely is they withdraw. They start distancing themselves from loved ones or from work or from their daily activities because they're feeling powerless and they're feeling alone, and they feel like that becomes a coping strategy. Another way, again, generally it will feel a bit more like extremes, is that sometimes individuals will over-engage to try to suppress that loneliness and end up feeling needy, end up attaching themselves, thinking, oh, if I just have this or do this in my relationship or find this relationship or focus more on my children or focus more on my work and maybe that will help me feel less lonely. Well, what ends up happening is that there's this urgency to escape that utter dreadful feeling of loneliness, but actually never really giving it space and actually dealing with it, moving through that feeling. So your body begins to learn, nope, I can't feel this. Once I feel that emotion, once I feel lonely, I gotta do this. I gotta just react. And then over time, unfortunately, those reactions become habits. And that just ends up being the way we continually respond over and over again. Through this, what you need to be doing is actually just sitting. Sitting with that emotion. Beginning to put some boundaries around how you're sitting with it. And whether that means doing this on your own or even going to some type of meditation or listening to one and actually just experiencing and feeling that loneliness. I want you to try to sit with those feelings, because what you're going to find is that it's going to keep pushing. That loneliness is going to keep pushing you and pushing you and pushing you. And it's right when you get to that edge that what you'll find is that that moment will pass and you'll actually start building strength in how you're able to just sit with that raw, scary emotion, that overwhelming sense of loneliness. But that emotion will evolve. And as you begin to sit with that emotion, you will actually begin to notice how it evolves. But then you'll also begin to trust that it will evolve. Again, we don't have control over our emotions. What we have control over is what we think and how we act. So by beginning to just sit, when you are feeling overwhelmed and lonely, by beginning to just pause and sit with those emotions and observe them and acknowledge and give them space, that is where you are beginning to heal yourself and beginning to access those emotions so that you can actually work on the thoughts and your actions around them. And I know that that can feel really easier said than done. And I'm sure that perhaps you've heard of how you just have to sit and tolerate that emotion. I mean, this is what a lot of mindfulness and meditation techniques really begin to address is that sitting, that increasing your distress tolerance in that moment and building up that muscle to tolerate it. Because again, it is not easy. So begin short. Start with when you feel it. Okay, just commit to saying, okay, you know what? I'm actually just going to feel this for 30 seconds or a minute. And then move if you need to. If your reaction to when you're feeling lonely is to actually try to distract yourself, okay, that is a strategy that's worked for you. So don't necessarily feel like you got to get rid of it so quickly. But begin to challenge that strategy, because that strategy is telling you, nope, you can't handle it. Got to go. Got to move on. Got to get the emotion away. But the loneliness is still there. Okay. So begin to just try to sit with that emotion for even 30 seconds or a minute. And then as you begin to sit, this is where oftentimes breath work and mindfulness really can come in. And we're going to be exploring that more in other episodes, but this is where you begin to actually have a self-practice of pausing and sitting with that emotion and beginning to actually work with it. So just start small. And if your reactions have been to actually isolate and withdraw, when you're feeling that, again, now maybe do the opposite in that moment where maybe you're not necessarily to the point where you want to actually engage with others, but begin to actually shift your body, change the way you're breathing, to actually begin to stop that process, that automatic process. The next thing I want you to do, once you begin to actually are able to sit and acknowledge without judging and sit with that feeling of loneliness, now let's begin to observe the thoughts. What's coming up in your head as far as what are the thoughts surrounding this loneliness? Some common thoughts that people will feel is that no one loves me. I'm not lovable. There generally is an I there. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of a good relationship. I'm not worthy of, or I don't deserve to actually be fully unconditionally loved. Oftentimes it's these messages that actually tell us, oh, I deserve to be alone. And so once we begin to actually observe our thoughts, this then opens up the opportunity for us to then begin to actually control them. begin to actually challenge those thoughts. Looking at, okay, you're not crazy. There's been things that have been happening that have brought you to a place and taught you, okay, this is why this happens. Whether it be messages that you grew up with from your family or in your current relationship, this is where you begin to build up that evidence and acknowledge it. Say, okay, yeah, this is what's happened to me. This is where I learned this for myself. This is why I think this. But then you gotta balance that out. And this is where the challenging comes in, because, okay, what's the evidence against it? What are identifying and highlighting some of your strengths and working from a strength-based place, a place that where you begin to actually embrace your authentic self, the things that make you you, rather than starting to seeing those as, oh, that's what leads to why I feel rejected, why I feel alone. Actually starting to begin to say, well, but there are these sides about me that actually make me special, that these are the things that make me me. And that begins to challenge. The goal here is not to end up feeling, going from, oh, I feel lonely, to, oh, I'm this rock star. No, the goal is actually to just depower that overwhelming, those overwhelming negative thoughts, to then just neutralize them, to begin to actually say, okay, you know what? I've had it rough. My relationships have been challenged, and I know that I have control and that I've also am a loving person. I know that I do support others with love. And so today, I'm actually going to move through this loneliness, and I'm going to take care of myself in this moment by doing whatever it is that you need to do for your own self-care. Depowering that negative thought, that overwhelming negative thought. So getting yourself to a place where you can actually control that negative thought and actually feel that control, and then bringing it to the present moment of what you're doing in this moment to actually challenge that loneliness, to gain control over it. Okay. So this is where you begin to control your thoughts. And it is not easy, and it takes a lot of practice. So just start slow. Start with the thoughts that are the, what I call the low-bearing fruit, the ones that come up to you first of your head of, oh, maybe this person doesn't like me, or I'm not likable at work or in this interaction. You know, start with the least threatening ones where those thoughts are triggering these feelings of loneliness. Start there. And then just keep practicing. This is where oftentimes in therapy, you're actually going to be working through just practicing. It is not easy. So many of us don't have control over our thoughts, and they get overwhelming. And then that feeling of loneliness becomes so pervasive that it generalizes across all aspects of our life. And that didn't happen overnight. So it's important to actually begin to control it just step by step, taking it really slow and managing your expectations that, okay, I'm doing the work, but it's going to take time. Be patient with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. And expect that this will be a process. And then lastly, if you're in a relationship, share your loneliness with your partner and actually tell them that you're feeling lonely. Even if part of the reason you're feeling lonely is because there's tensions or disconnect in your relationship, as long as you are not being abused and you feel like the relationship is actually still supportive, share those feelings with your partner. That's why they're there. It can feel really scary. A lot of individuals hide this because they feel like their partners will feel threatened or attacked, or that it's their fault, when you're probably already feeling that it's your fault, that you deserve to be lonely and you're blaming yourself. So that can keep people from talking to their partners, but it's actually really important to talk to your partner. So try talking to your partner. and telling them how lonely you've been feeling and begin to actually solicit support. And you may not know what that actually looks like, and you don't have to. So just start by actually sharing that you are alone. Because too many individuals, even when they're in relationships, even when there are people around, don't say or don't reach out for help when they're feeling lonely, and that can have lots of negative effects, and they make lots of different choices that aren't healthy. So if you're in a relationship, share with your partner that you're feeling alone and ask them to just be there with you. Just start there. And if you're single, look to your loved ones. Look to the people that you trust. And if you don't have anyone, if you don't have close friends, or you're not close to your family, that is where there are different communities. So building on this reaching out, starting with your partner, the other thing is also, again, and building on that community is really inherent in building your social support networks, finding that community, building your tribe. I've traveled a lot and moved a lot in my life, and so I certainly empathize with how hard it is to find your tribe. But definitely begin to, even if it just starts on with one. And again, going back to, it can start online, it can start just by observing, beginning to expand on your networks. And then the last tip I'll give is to actually begin to focus on others. Focus, take the focus of so much of your brain power and your emotions off of you and onto others. And again, if you're in a place where you're isolating and you're not even wanting to be in public, do these things online. There's so many ways that you can actually begin to connect and help others. But we know that when we begin to actually shift the focus from ourselves onto others, different parts of our brains begin to activate. And again, what you're doing is you're stopping this train from carrying on. You're just giving a bit of a break. So by getting to focus on others, we know that makes us feel better. It reduces our cortisol levels. It gives us more calm. And when you're feeling lonely, your body's feeling overwhelmed. So by focusing on others, this gives you a chance to actually take a break from that loneliness. And it can look all different ways. You can volunteer in person. You can go, even just go to the farmer's market and just say you'll help hand out bags or you'll help clean up. There's so many ways that you can actually focus on others. Pick up the phone when a friend calls, or just help out a stranger. Start in your everyday activity. Start small. Start saying hi to the people at the grocery store. Start doing things where you're realizing and trying to give to others. Your intentions are to focus, take the focus off of you and place it on someone else, okay? By focusing on others, again, that will give you a break from feeling this utter loneliness. So give that a try. So that's where those steps are what I recommend. I know that this is not easy. Again, myself, I felt lonely and it's not easy. And it's not easy for any of us, no matter what our backgrounds are or what support we have. Definitely, sometimes it can feel just too much. But begin by acknowledging it, and then bit by bit, taking steps to manage it, to live and move through those feelings of loneliness, because they are subjective. They don't have to ruin everything. They don't have to take over every single moment of your life, these feelings of loneliness. You can assert your own power to move through this loneliness. And I hope you do. And if you need more support, there are people out there. And you can even just email me, or there are people out there. Keep in mind, you are not alone in feeling lonely. This is an epidemic. And together we actually need to acknowledge it and actually begin to address it. We are a growing world, and unfortunately in this growth, loneliness is growing too, and it doesn't need to. So we need to now be active. We need to actively, individually, and as a community and as a world, we need to begin to address it. Okay. So I'm always open to your comments, and this is a topic that I very much welcome it, and I'm very open to actually figuring out, okay, what else can we do, and hearing stories of how loneliness has impacted you. So feel free to reach out. Thanks again for joining, and catch me next hump day. And I hope you have a super juicy day. Cheers.
The content on this show is meant to be relatable, educational, empowering, and hopefully a little funny. It's not meant to be treatment, and some of the things we talk about may seem more easier said than done. So if you're feeling stuck or alone or distressed, reach out for support from therapists, physicians, or other licensed healthcare providers. Thanks for listening, and tune in each hump day for some juice to fuel your sexy day. Cheers!